I'm Marco Werman, and this is The World, a co-production of the BBC World Service, PRI, and WGBH Boston. Zimbabwe has become a country whose crisis you read about in numbers. The 7 million Zimbabweans who are estimated to need some sort of food aid, a new $100 trillion banknote issued to try and stem hyperinflation, the nearly 4 million Zimbabweans who fled the country because of the economic crisis, and most grimly, the news that the cholera outbreak ravaging the country has killed more than 3,000 Zimbabweans since August, with nearly 1,500 new cases reported in just the past 24 hours. But today there was some political news that sounds hopeful. Opposition leader Morgan Tsvangirai announced his party, the Movement for Democratic Change known as the MDC, would join a unity government next month with President Robert Mugabe.
We hope that the MDC will be respected as an equal partner and hope that the country can begin again to have hope for the future.
Jonah Fisher is a BBC correspondent based in Johannesburg. Jonah, I've got to say, this should be big news, but it feels like we've been here before. What's changed since the last unity government announcement happened?
Well, the last announcement was in September of last year, and since then we've had a rather drawn-out negotiations process whereby the MDC, the opposition group, have effectively said they are not willing to take part on the terms that were being offered. They weren't being given important enough ministerial portfolios to justify them coming into government. But what's happened this week is that Southern African leaders met. They effectively told the MDC, the opposition, that this was as good as it was going to get for them. They had to choose now either to accept what was on the table or to be left entirely outside the process. And it appears that the MDC have decided that they'd rather be a junior partner in this government and try and change things from within than to continue to complain from outside.
Don't Tsvangirai and the MDC run the risk of losing the confidence of Zimbabweans by agreeing to form a government with Robert Mugabe? It kind of feels like they're running in place.
Well, there is that danger, but I think all surveys that have been done of Zimbabweans suggest that Zimbabweans just want there to be some sort of agreement so that the country can begin to stabilize. If you haven't got clean water, if you haven't got a hospital that's open near you, if your children can't go to school, your concerns really are that those things are put back on track. And I think that's one of the reasons why Morgan Tsvangirai decided to join the government. The situation is so dire for ordinary Zimbabweans, it's just not acceptable for him to stay out any longer and hope that Robert Mugabe would somehow leave office by other means.
Yeah, and Exhibit A and just how dire the circumstances are for Zimbabweans is the very dramatic news today from the UN that the cholera outbreak in Zimbabwe has exceeded their worst-case scenario and is not under control at all. What are the latest figures?
Well, over 3,100 people have died of cholera in Zimbabwe, 60,000 cases. And the striking thing about cholera is it's a disease that is easily treated and easily preventable if you have access to clean water. So almost all of those deaths can really be attributed very directly to the breakdown in Zimbabwe's infrastructure that's come about from the fact that they haven't really had a functioning government at all for the last year or so. So those people are very directly victims of that political paralysis.
Does the prospect of a unity government between the MDC and ZANU-PF provide any hope that the government will take the steps necessary to stem this epidemic?
Well, the really important next question is how much power Morgan Tsvangirai gets, whether his ministers are really given the resources that they need to begin to tackle Zimbabwe's many problems. And secondly, the question is, this government comes into being, will the West back it with the assistance which they've promised for such a long time? It's very much open to question as to whether that money will now begin to flow, because initial feelers that we've put out towards the EU, towards the United States, are that they will adopt a wait-and-see approach. Let's see if this really is a power-sharing government, because we don't want to be seen to just simply be handing money over to Robert Mugabe.
Jonah, thanks very much.
Thanks very much.
Jonah Fisher covers Southern Africa for the BBC.